All right. All right, here we go. What's that? Oh, we'll just kind of, you know, no real time constraint. It might be, by the time we're done, maybe close to 10 minutes, I suppose. So, all right. All right. Interview with Brian Roloffs, CEO of Pure Prairie Farms. I'm Mark Pitts, talking with Brian Roloffs, the CEO of Pure Prairie Farms in Charles City. And Brian, wanted to kind of just check with you, in with you on how things are going at the plant now, a little less than 3 months back in operation. And kind of give us a status report, I guess, on PPF.
Good morning, Mark, and thank you for having me. Yeah, we've been operating since mid-November. We've been operating about 3 days a week. Each one of those has been roughly a half of a shift. Just commissioning the plant, you know, it's first time the lines have had been run in production. Obviously, we ran them in test phase a lot beforehand, but you put the weight of the chickens on it, and it makes a big difference for the equipment. So we're finding some things and bugs and working them out. We're fortunate to have this time a little bit while we redesign our second processing, which is really the packaging area, to make sure that everything is buttoned up and running properly in first processing. So when we commission that later this year, we won't have to think about the first processing area.
Yeah, I imagine you did some test runs before you reopened the plant to actually start processing chickens, but still, any kind of not necessarily surprises, but things that maybe that weren't anticipated, or maybe things that you thought might be more of an issue haven't been?
Well, we did do a few test runs, but they were very small. So 100, 500 birds versus 30 or 40,000 or even 60,000 on a full shift for a full day. So it's very different, and you can't really test what that equipment is going to do over the course of time and over the course of a full day. We have had a couple of surprises, a couple of pieces of equipment that we thought would be functioning well just based on their age, and that thing that we maybe didn't have the PMs on or preventive maintenance on it that we needed to, that we've had to deploy. But for the most part, the equipment is doing well.
Okay. How about as far as, again, how many chickens are you processing right now? I guess kind of general operation hours. I know you would like to expand the workforce eventually.
Sure. We are working roughly 3 days a week. Some days two, as we try to bring more birds in just to make sure that we can, you know, get closer to that full shift. But we're running 3 days a week. Each one of those, like I said, is about 30,000 birds and can vary between 25 and 40,000. A full shift, by the way, is about 300,000 birds, and a full production for this plant would be about 600,000 birds, which is a small plant in the industry. Most plants do between 1.2 and 1.8 chickens a week across the country. So this is a small niche plant. It is state of the art. So we have, you know, controlled atmosphere stunning, which is considered to be a more humane way to bring birds into the plant and move them through, and air chilled, which is also just a better mix for a better quality product. And we're working on our food safety plan. We've brought in a food safety vice president of food safety from a few that has worked in a few larger companies that in some ways was a problem here before, and we know we need to fix it. And I'm happy to report that we've done extremely well complying with the USDA and exceeding those standards to date.
How about employment opportunities? Are you guys still looking to fill some positions maybe?
Yes, we're working with Masterson. They've been a great partner. We have hired about 50 people through Masterson, and many of those are working really close since November to getting to the point that after 90 days or so, I think it's a specific number of hours, but where they would come on full time to be with us. So I think we have a few people that have perfect attendance since November that will soon be able to be full time Pure Prairie employees. We've got about 50 total employees, both plant supervision, in live operations, sales, and then the kind of the executive and finance functions. One of the things we're looking for is really, we are looking for people regularly. So if they're interested in working in the plant, Masterson's is always a great place to start. We are specifically working for maybe some more technical skills. We are in the need of maintenance people, people with experience with electrical, plumbing, refrigeration, and general maintenance, mechanical work.
Yeah. So it sounds like positions that are kind of, that need to be taken care of when you're not processing chickens.
Yes. You know, they obviously, those people are around to troubleshoot, but you really want to do the preventative maintenance, because if you're doing the preventative maintenance, you don't break down and you can process smoothly. With that, I guess also one level of position that I neglected to mention is supervision staff. I mean, we do have a couple of supervisors. We're able to run. I would love to have another one. And then we need probably half a dozen maintenance staff, because we want to get those people on staff, probably not all necessary right now, but as we expand into our second processing area and get more equipment to manage, we want people on staff and experienced and ready to go. One of the tough part about a startup is you're almost always bringing on resources before you need them, because you want them to be trained, you know, just like you're getting growers lined up before you need them, because you can't just go out to a barn and contract with it when you have the birds to put in there. We need to work with the growers and build them, and if they build barns, that's a couple year process. So there's an awful lot of forward-looking work, as well as a lot of detail across a fully integrated system.
Well, we'll talk more in just a second here about kind of the future expanded operations of Pure Prairie Farms. Talking with Brian Roloffs, who is the CEO of the company. Again, we were talking employment, and obviously those opportunities are going to increase as you look to add to the operation. What's kind of the game plan, timeline to kind of continue to ramp things up in a gradual process?
Yeah, we started out with roughly a third of a first shift, because we're working 3 days half time. We really want to get to the point where we're producing a full shift. We've got plans for those chickens to come into the plant toward the end of the year, so we'll gradually work up. We'll be at half of that first shift, I want to say, by July, August, three quarters by October, and be at the full shift by November, working into next year. And then throughout next year, you'll see almost by quarter a step up to the point where late next year, we should be running two full shifts.
Okay. And I'd assume that in hand with that that timeline, you know, prior to opening, announced you got some nice financial boosting, courtesy of USDA loans and grants for some expansion. What's the status? Where are you at in that process? Kind of walk us through, you know, what's next.
Well, that funding is secured, along with the fact that our growers are about 20%, farmer partners have about 20% ownership through a company that they've formed collectively, called Tri-State Growers. The Tri-State has a seat on Pure Prairie Farms' board of directors, so the growers have a voice in how we run the operation, but not complete control, obviously. And as we expand, we're looking for more growers there.
Well, let's talk about that. That's an important component and part of the reason that you're able to get this the relaunch of the facility is that partnership with area growers. How do you go about maybe trying to find those partners, certain criteria, and how far away can you realistically maybe, you know, in your coverage area to seek out those growers?
Yeah, as this plant was built, they really sought growers from a number of areas. There is some chicken processing, not right near here, but in the upper Midwest. So when we look for barns that were existing, or when the previous companies look for barns that were existing, they were able to get barns in like the tri-state area. We've got some in Minnesota, southern Minnesota, and even a few in central Minnesota, a few in western Wisconsin. We have since been working with some folks around here where there were some barns that were growing with the chicken processor nearby. And then out in western Iowa, we've also picked up some growers there, a significant amount, that really are closer to our plant in some ways than who they were supplying. We would like to talk to people more locally about building barns or being able to partner with if they do have barns. Ultimately, you can hold birds quite a ways, but it would be, you know, you use less equipment if you can haul them in and then go back out to somewhere closer. It's difficult to go 100 miles out, get them, and then turn around and go back. So from an efficiency standpoint, we can use less equipment if we have a significant amount of barns closer. So I would love to see barns within 50 to 75 miles of the plant.
Yeah, of course, field costs of transportation, obviously a big fluctuation there in terms of trying to control that cost.
Right, and then a big thing, you know, there's a lot of expansion that's been halted in the industry broadly just because of building costs. Trying to build a barn today and make it cash flow, you know, as a company, we've got to be able to pay the grower a reasonable amount to make sure that they have the cash flow and the profit built in order to make that barn work. As you know, those costs, just like homes and other building materials, have escalated, you know, in, you know, several double digits worth of costs.
Yeah, and so at this point, what's the question I'm looking for? I'll edit this out. Do you have for someone to be a grower? Do they have to be able to supply X number of chickens?
Yeah, we've got a yes.
Obviously, if I've got a hen house out back, probably not.
Right. No, we have a barn criteria that they have to be able to meet. And, you know, a modern poultry barn in the upper Midwest has to be able to, you know, provide the right amount of space for a chicken during its growing life. It's got to be able to have the right ventilation, technology, and ability to utilize the manure and those kind of things. So the grower has to be able to provide, you know, labor. We do pay for heat and electricity. Really, we rent the barn on a square footage basis. The grower provides the, you know, expertise and labor to grow the chickens. But we provide some of the other inputs, including the feed. And because, you know, we find we have to. If you think about it, we want the best quality product. And a grower may decide to cut back on feed or heat or electricity, you know, just from a financial reason. So we make sure they don't have that financial choice or need that financial choice. We're providing a stability of income to them. And then what we get is, you know, consistency of program. We get compliance with certified humane care of some sort of third-party certification. So it's a great relationship with our growers.
All right, so you're processing chickens. Where do they go from here? And what have you been able to, I guess, what's the reception on the other end of the chickens that you process for Pure Prairie Farms?
You know, I had mentioned that they're air chilled and there are no antibiotics ever. They're a higher quality product. We grow a bit smaller bird than the industry does, so it's more tender. Right now, we're sending them to somebody who, what we call a further processor in the industry. So they take our whole birds, because that's all we have the capability of producing, and they produce more finished products out of it and sell them like boneless, skinless breasts and segmented wings and boneless, skinless dark meat, that kind of thing. So those end customers seem to be very pleased.
All right. Again, talking with Brian Roloff, CEO of Pure Prairie Farms. And I guess we're just going to wrap up, Brian. Anything else that you really want people to know about what's happening at Pure Prairie Farms?
Sure. I think, you know, we talked a little bit about the financial resources and some of that investment. And, you know, we disclosed a bit about our expansion plans and what we're doing. And the city has been great in working through the process to sell us or lease us Main Street and sell. We bought the park land. You should be seeing a construction fence going up around that area very soon. Because I think, you know, as soon as the ground gets thawed, hopefully you'll see that activity and digging foundations. And we're excited about what we're going to be doing there. And, you know, we're adding a lot of amenities for employees around locker rooms and a break room with sunshine and plenty of space and vending and those kind of things, as well as adding, you know, business capability around a warehouse and distribution center. I know there were some issues around trailers that the previous companies had across the street, and we don't want that. Number one, it's really inefficient way to do business, but it's also not being a good neighbor. So we like to have everything self-contained within the building. So they'll be seeing that coming up very soon. The only thing I'd like to ask the citizens of Charles City is there's a crosswalk. Our parking lot happens to be across the street on Grand. The city was great enough to put a light up at that crosswalk, but as our employees are walking across the street there, I would hope and ask that you treat it like you would any crosswalk or a school crosswalk or downtown or something like that, and stop and give them the courtesy of walking across the street.
All right, well, Brian, we appreciate your time and continued success as you advance things there at Pure Prairie Farms.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Brian Roloff, CEO of Pure Prairie Farms, joining us. I'm Mark Pitts for KCHA.